7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. The current time is time to turn off that annoying noise. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yay. And I guess it should be obvious to everyone that I'm sitting here in the synth zone. Oh, I woke up this morning and it was very cold. It was 2.5 or almost 3 degrees below zero. It is now 1 degree above zero. And we didn't get that snow that they were talking about. They were talking about, yeah, there's going to be snow. There's an 80% chance of snow. And I woke up this morning and I thought, oh, I hope there's some snow. And of course, there's no snow. Of course there's no snow. Yeah, so it was just cold for no reason. Just super cold for no reason. And so I ate my breakfast and I made some delicious tea. And then I got into the bathtub and I read my book for a while. And made sure my muscles weren't going to do any weird stuff. And the weird thing is why isn't this working right now? This was working last night. So here's what happened. Last night, at about midnight 30, I kind of had a little bit of a freak out. And I was over here, and I just unpatched everything. Oh, great. Now the cat has arrived. Hi, baby Zombar. So, hey. Hi. How are you doing? You're a good kitty, huh? Yeah, you're a baby goo-goo-goo. Oh, I just realized why this thing isn't working. I've got the wrong thing plugged into the... Now the cat's sitting there. You need to move your fluffiness because now I can't see what I'm doing. So basically, I unpatched everything. I unpatched everything and then I started to... Well, I started to patch. And I started to sort of do... Well, I wanted to get away from what I was doing, but of course I started doing the exact same thing that I had already been doing, except now I'm doing a different thing. A slightly different thing. Hi, baby. You need to move your kitty butt so I can do a thing. And the thing that I was doing is I was, come on. How about we go over here instead? You want to go over there? Oh, thank you. That's a nice baby. I started messing with the old sample and hold business and doing sort of random stuff, but instead of doing the thing that I was doing, which was, I don't know, sampling the noise, now I'm sampling the LFO. And now it doesn't work. How did I have this set up last night? And then, yeah, okay. I think originally the whole plan was to do it this way. And so now we kind of have a thing. And it works better. Now, the thing of this is that, what am I even doing here? What am I... This is unquantized. And this is actually working better. It's working better because, I don't know, last night, this was all over the place and it... And it wasn't clocking quite right. Now, maybe it's because we were using this other... I have this theory. And this seems to be disproving my theory. Let's go back to this one. Yeah, so why did I feel the necessity to do this? Why was I thinking that this needed to happen? I don't know. But maybe we need to quantize this stuff instead. So let's see what happens if we take a cable, plug it into there instead, and then we need to plug this one from here into here. And now what do we get? Yeah, now we get something quantized, kind of. Let's change the scale to harmonic minor. But now I need to change a thing. Let's bring it down to here. That doesn't help. Still not helping. What am I trying to do? I don't even know. Yeah, so that's what's happening. We've also got this. So yeah, basically, I've got nothing. Just the same old stupid noise. That, you know, I'm just gonna unpatch all this. What are we doing? Why is this happening? This should not even be happening. We need to be doing something that is, I don't know, practical. That's not the word I'm looking for. Functional, also not the word I'm looking for. All right, so now we've got everything unpatched, and we just have a couple of things plugged in. We got Florian. Florian's audio is plugged in, and of course we've got the runaway oscillator. Always running away. Lovely. Make it sound like a pipe organ. Wait, what am I doing? Just stop. We don't need any of this. So yeah, okay, we're sitting in front of a blank synth. That's fun. What are we going to do? I don't know. But don't we need to do something cool with Florian? Wasn't that the plan like last week and then that never happened? And so it's like, yeah. What do we want to do? Oh, well, yeah, suddenly I'm remembering what I was doing last night. There's a couple of things I wanted to mess around with, things to try. But do we need to unplug this first? Yeah, let's do that. One of the things that I wanted to try to mess with today, I actually tried last night, and that idea was, let's run the light demodulator through the frequency divider and see what happens, right? But I tested that out, and yeah, that really kind of wasn't working out for me. So we're going to do something else instead. And what is it that we're going to do? Well, I've had this idea for a while, and I was thinking, you know, if we just run some offsets through all this, and we just make a big chord, we do this, that, and the other thing, we can make something neat, maybe, right? Can that happen? Maybe it can. What happens if we plug, first of all, let's turn this up. And this is an out. What do we get? Yep, we got a tone. We got a loud tone. That's VCO1. Why can I not tune it? Why is this not doing a thing? Why is it so annoying? Oh, is it because... Wait. Yeah, okay, hold on. If we turn the envelope generator on... There we go. And then we can set it, right? Yes. Okay. Mystery solved. So what's the plan here, Tob? Well, I think the plan, as strange as this is going to sound... Wait, I don't know if this is... Let's just start doing it. What the hell? We are going to take the outputs of these VCOs, and we are going to plug them into a different VCA. Uh-huh, like this. Bump, 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 bump. And we're also going to plug the runaway oscillator into the same VCA. Okay. Yeah, we got control. All right, where's number two? And three? Yeah. Okay. Now you may be asking yourself, but Tob, what's the point of this? Well, I don't really know. Okay, let's just, let's make it sound like something. First, turn this on. Okay. Second, turn this on. Okay, and now what about this? Why is this one not as loud? What do I need to do to make it more louder? I don't know. Maybe we don't need to worry about it right now. What happens if I unplug this? That's what I thought. Okay, the whole mix thing is working. But, what happens if we start plugging in some modulation? Let's modulate this. And we're going to modulate this. Now turn these up to about there. Wait, what the hell am I doing? This isn't so great. Let's go into one of these subs. Let's take a sub. Where's my sub? Let's do both. Okay, now let's put some modulation on that other thing. Okay, and we have this thing now, and why did this need to happen? I don't know, but we still got a VCA left that we could plug one other thing into. What else we got? Well, we got other sub oscillators, but now then we gotta, well, okay, let's see what we got. Let's do a thing first. We are going to need to let's use VCO2 sub 2. We'll plug that in. We're going to turn everything else down. Well, we might need this because we got to take this way up. And we gotta take this. Wait, what am I trying to do here? We can't even hear anything, can we? Because, and why is this still going? Why is that still opening? That should be, why does this not work quite right? wild. Let's get some modulation on it. Okay, now that's how you set up a drone. That's messed up. All right, let's slow this down a little bit, see what happens. All right, who wants some reverb? Yeah, I was wondering what this button would do. Yeah, okay, so we got some real weird sort of simple synth droning stuff happening. It's very lovely, but what's the point of it all? Hell if I know. It sounds cool. Let me kill it here for a second. But what to do? We need to put something over the top of it to give it some kind of interest. What do we need to do here? Well, there's not a lot left we can do, but we only have one sort of sound source left, so we need to use that, obviously. And so we're going to do some random. We're going to do random melody stuff. So I'm going to clock a clock divider. I'm going to take the clock divider out and plug it into the clock of the sample and hold. And we're going to take the sample and hold out to we only have one thing left. That is the modeling synth. And that means we're going to need to give it some gate. And what are we going to use for gate? Well, I guess we're just going to use this. And do we get anything? Yeah, we do. That's fun. Okay, so where are we going from here? Well, I don't want it super da-donkey, so let's start taking some of these out. And now we got slow. And we got random pitch, but it is being quantized. But it's kind of being quantized into the wrong thing, so let's just do this. And there we go, fix the quantizer. And now we need to change this sound. But what am I trying to get out of this? What do I want? Something weird. Huh. You know what we need to do, or at least what I need to do here. I just realized something. I'm going to need to open these gates up if I want to do this. If I want long, breathy flute sounds, a flute, 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 I got to open up gates. I got to slow down the clock. I got to do a bunch of stuff that we don't have time for, because this has been the Dubious Synth Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I suspect I'll be working on this today, so we'll hear more of it tomorrow. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.